Today we're going to talk about the ethnic foods and over 20, I believe, ethnic food tents that are going to be part of the official festival. That doesn't even count all the downtown businesses that participate in it as well. So an amazing variety of food. But those ethnic food vendors, they're the ones that belong to local nonprofit organizations. And this is, for many of them, their major fundraiser of the year. And we encourage folks to support them and check them out. So we'll tell you all about them. We'll run down the lineup and tell you what are some of the must-have items to put in your belly Folk Festival weekend. Speaking of putting things in your belly, the Lowell Farmers Market does that pretty well. And it is returning to Lucy Larkham Park this summer. And here to talk a little bit about the offerings that will be available there, Marilyn Graham from CTI. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm great, Teddy. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I've been dry since I walked in here at 5:50 this morning. Wet before that, though.
Yes, we walked into the rain.
And of course, I forgot my umbrella. I hope you remembered.
We did bring
yours.
Yes.
Mark Cullen is here as well from the Lowell Farmers Market. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So let's talk the farmers market. One of the great things, it seems to have found a permanent home after a couple of years of bouncing around, now at Lucy Larkham Park. Beautiful venue and bigger and better than ever, I understand, this year, right?
It's great. Yes, it's definitely a much better place. We used to be up at JFK, which was tough. There wasn't a lot of shade. There wasn't a place for people with wheelchairs or carriages or what to get around. So this is perfect. We have families coming in and they sit down on the benches and they have a bite to eat and they just enjoy the day.
So is Friday still the day?
It's still Fridays. Every Friday from 12 to 5, with the exception of this weekend for Folk Fest.
The festival kicked you off your property.
It kicked us out, but that's okay. And we'll be there till the end of October.
All right. So how many different vendors? I looked at the lineup this year. I don't remember seeing that many in recent years.
We probably have close to anywhere from 15 to 20 vendors in total.
Wow.
Different variety of things, everything from your typical farmers to lunch options to, we got French Hill Maple, different maple products. Who else do we
have? Fish vendors. We have
fish vendors. Fish vendors. Yes. Oh, no
kidding. Raw fish caught that day or the day before, and then also a smoked fish vendor that sells it like ready to eat as well.
You can actually grab something to bring home for you to prepare, right? Or you can actually get some prepared stuff as well.
You do, right? Yeah, there's a few places who you can buy your lunch there. If you're walking around downtown, come on down and grab a prepared lunch and sit on one of the benches and look at the canal and relax.
Is the farmers market, I know it's a huge tradition here, pretty much every community in Massachusetts and even the ones I know in New Hampshire have a farmers market in some way, shape, or form. Is this something that's a nationwide fad, or is this something unique to us here in New England?
That's a good question. I would say, I don't know for sure, but I would say I think it's a pretty popular thing across the nation. My brother works in D.C. and he's doing the same thing. He's a market manager. It's a very popular thing, bringing food to low-income neighborhoods. Yeah,
And given the kind of this kind of a movement, and you see it in the dining scene as well. A lot of restaurants now advertise farm to table.
Right.
I would imagine that's kind of helping as well grow and get the word out about events like this. Right?
It is. Well, our farmers that come, this is not the only market they do. They do several, and there are some who will supply their produce to restaurants. So it is definitely farm to table. Mm-hmm. It's all local. They have to be a local farmer to be participating in our market. So whatever money we're bringing in, it's staying in our community.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how is it too late for somebody to participate this year? Is there room for it to grow, or can folks still
there's
get
definitely
involved?
Room. So you know how big Lucy Larkham Park is, right?
Yes,
our end goal eventually is to fill the whole thing. Right now we're only about halfway.
Okay.
So we definitely have room.
All right. So the qualifications, you have to be local?
Correct.
New England, yeah.
New England, okay.
Right.
What types of wares can you sell?
Pretty much anything, as long as you have the right licensing to do it. Like if you're selling prepared food, you have to like cook out of a certified kitchen, stuff of that nature. Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of raw, unprepared foods, as long as you're a local farmer, that's okay.
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty much it.
So, what are some of the places that are actively involved?
Well, Mill City Grows is one of the big ones, of course.
Everyone
in the city knows Mill City Grows.
Right.
We have Farmer Dave from Draket. He's there,
he's
and we
close
have two.
By.
Two smaller farms. Fala is, I believe her farm now is in Groton, and Siona also. So there's some ethnic foods. Those two women have African vegetables as well as Cambodian. So we have a variety, as our city is full of variety, so are our farmers.
Right.
We have a cheese guy there this year.
Right, Abbott Hill Creamery.
The maple syrup guy, maple the fish syrup. People.
Fish people.
We have curious creatures that come by and show their animals to entertain the kids. So we really, it's supposed to be a fun thing. So we try to
I was
share the
ask,
wealth.
What are some of the non-food related vendors that you have?
Other than food and produce, we have some like informational tables. Like Lowell Humane Society was there last week. We have Lowell Community Health Center.
Elder services,
right?
WIC.
WIC, of course.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to go, Marilyn.
I'm helping.
You are with CTI. Let's talk a little bit about CTI's involvement with this, because I'm sure it's no coincidence that the farmers market has grown and become what it is today due to the support of an organization CTI.
CTI does run the market, so we're in charge of whatever comes along. We are also there with people from WIC because we have things like WIC checks that will be coming out on August 2nd.
Right, and any that's our next market.
Next market, right. And eligible participants can get $25 worth of checks that will allow them to buy fresh fruits and vegetables at four of the vendors that are authorized to take them. There's senior coupons that will be coming out in August that they can also use at the market. And then there's the HIP program that if they are a SNAP beneficiary, they can get up to $80 depending on the size of their family to use at the market.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, who are some of the folks who typically frequent the farmers market? It sounds like you have an awful lot of low-income folks with an opportunity, and I would imagine a lot of the stuff is priced as well to help them.
It is. We have a lot of seniors who come down. Mm-hmm. They take the bus or they walk, and that's where they get their fresh vegetables. Not all the stores that are near them carry them. They may be closer to a mom-and-pop type store, so this is their chance to buy all their fresh produce.
Has it caught on with the downtown Lowell residents as that kind of neighborhood starts to grow? Are you starting to see a lot of them as well, or just given the time, 12 to 5, many of them are working and unfortunately can't get there?
Yeah, I think less or so, but I think we're seeing a growth in that area of people. I think more and more people are coming like out on their lunch break looking for a lunch option or just to check it out, see what it's all about. Definitely less so than low-income people looking to actually buy their fresh fruits and vegetables, stuff that they really need. But I think it's growing in that field.
It's drawing vendors from some of the extended areas of the Merrimack Valley, as you just described. Is it also starting to draw residents of those areas? Are they coming in? And are you finding that you're also with the tourists coming to see the national park or maybe some of the summer music concerts full speed on Fridays? Do you start to see a little bit of an overflow there?
You see them all walking with their little tags, so you know they're on a tour, and they're like, what's going on? And that the trolley runs on the other side of the canal, and you can see them all turning, and we're waving to them, and then some of them come back and say, what is this? You know, they may be staying in a hotel that day, so they don't want to buy the produce, but a lot of them said, oh, I'm coming back. I'll be back. We do have farmers markets throughout the local area, but they are a few less. There's Bill Rucka has one on Monday. That Chelmsford changed theirs to Saturday. So there's a few that this is the chance for them to get out during the week and pick up some things when they may not be around on the weekend.
Our friend Batch from Lowell.
Oh, no, Batch.
can SNAP recipients buy regular peas or just the SNAP peas? He's asking for a friend.
Batch, you can only have SNAP peas. You get no peas.
You want to keep Batch away from
the
farmer's market.
No Batch at the market.
All right, so Fridays from noon to 5 at Lucy Larkin Park in downtown Lowell. Not this Friday,
not
but
this
there'll
Friday.
Still be plenty of food and
but
crafts.
Yes, go downtown anyway. Yes.
But if... and you're going all the way through October.
To the end of October.
Right. End of October.
Yes.
And if folks want to find out more about the Lowell Farmers Market and what it's all about, how to become a vendor, if you'd like to be a vendor, what are the vendors already signed up and what types of products, you have a website, social media, what's the best way to go, best place to go?
Facebook and the Community Teamwork website for the Farmers Market, best way to go. Yep. Mm-hmm. You can find all the paperwork for being a vendor and any information you could ever want there.
All right, the Lowell Farmers Market, Marilyn Graham from CTI, Mark Cullen from the Lowell Farmers Market. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'll see you out there one of these Fridays, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right.